Hello, and welcome to the recording for Sunday, the 8th of August for Children in Ignite. I hope you're well. This weather, oh gosh, it's just changing so much. I hope you're finding time to enjoy yourselves and to make the best of it, really, even if you're having to stay indoors or splashing in puddles. I don't know what you're up to. Do take care and, you know, make sure that you're looking after yourselves and siblings around you. So today I'm thinking of another country. There's so many countries to think about. And let's see whether you can guess this one. I think this one is really difficult because it's an unusually small country. But this country is known as the land of churches. That's for 5 points. And for 4 points, it was the first nation to adopt Christianity as a state religion. And this was a long time ago that this happened. But then they decided that everybody was going to adopt Christianity. So it's well known for that. For 3 points, chess is part of their school curriculum and their school subjects. They teach chess just like we teach English or maths. For 2 points, this country has the Noah's Ark on its coat of arms, which is like another flag that the country uses. It's not its national flag, but on its coat of arms it has Noah's Ark on it. And the last clue is its capital is called Yerevan. Now, have you guessed which country that is? If I had all those clues, I would not guess because this is a very small country. But it's called Armenia. And it's home to 345 of the 530 European bird species. Which I think is always really nice to know all these unusual things about different places. I like Armenia because, it's quite a small country, but they always put some people out for the Olympics. And they have some very, very good athletes there. So, yeah, I wanted to highlight that country and bring it to your attention. Right, so today we're looking at another miracle that Jesus did. And in this miracle, Jesus heals a Canaanite woman's daughter. We are going to read it from the book of Matthew, chapter 15, starting from verse 22. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to Jesus crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, it is, Lord," she said. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus said to the woman, "You have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed at that moment. So there we have it, another miracle, another great miracle that Jesus did. And this one, they pretty much had to pull it out of him. He wasn't that keen to sort of help this woman out, but we'll talk about that in a minute. So the miracle is really based on her having faith, her believing that Jesus can help, Jesus can do something for her daughter. And sometimes we have to do that with our faith. We have to believe that Jesus is the only one who can help us. I mean, if you look at how much this woman chased after Jesus, She really thought, there's no one else who can help me, no one else who can sort this out for me. And I can't go to my relatives, I can't go to doctors, I can't go to anyone else. Because she believed that Jesus had the power to help. And right at the beginning of the story, we see that she gives Jesus lots of different titles. She calls him Lord to show that he has power and authority. And she also calls him Son of David, meaning you are a king from a family of kings, because David was Israel's king. So she's trying to show that she believes in the power that Jesus has, and she believes in that authority, and she doesn't want to go anywhere else for help but to him, that he is the only one who can help her. She also asks for mercy. Now, mercy is not based on the situation. It's not based on anything else. It depends on one person having power over another person. One person, maybe you've done something wrong and you deserve punishment, but you get mercy, which is something you cannot earn and something you do not deserve. So mercy is when you don't get the punishment you deserve, but you are let go of that crime. And that's what she's asking for. She's saying, you know, maybe my daughter might deserve to be demon-possessed, maybe, but I need you to come and be in charge and just take over and help us out by giving us something that we do not deserve. And again, we see that she keeps saying, you know, things where Jesus first doesn't answer a word, which is unusual for him. He doesn't say anything. His disciples come and they start saying, oh, she's pestering us. Send her away, because she keeps coming to us. And he says that I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel, meaning that it's only the Jews that Jesus is supposed to talk to and supposed to help to come back to God, because they are his chosen people. And sometimes we might have a situation like that where we are excluded, or we are not involved in a group, or maybe they're giving things out and they say that you don't deserve that, or you're not going to get anything of that. So maybe you've been in a group of people and they've offered, you know, things are being offered out or things are being given out, and you're told that you can't have any for whatever reason. And the reason here that Jesus is stating for this woman is that, you know, I am only supposed to talk to the lost sheep of Israel, not give out things that belong to the children of Israel to other people. And he says it in quite a harsh way, I think. He says, you cannot take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. But then she comes back at him saying that even the dogs that have crumbs, like, even if I only get a little bit of a blessing from you, it'll still help me. It'll still make a difference. That even the dogs eat crumbs from the master's table, and that helps them. So she still is showing her faith. She's still showing her belief. And Jesus here recognizes that faith, because she doesn't want a big portion. She doesn't want a lot. She knows that a little bit with God is a lot. It can do a lot in our lives. You don't have to get masses and masses of blessing. You don't have to get lots and lots of blessings from God. Even if he just blesses you a little bit, that will benefit you a lot. So, and that's what she says. She keeps putting herself below Jesus. She keeps worshiping him. She keeps asking for help. She keeps humbling herself. She doesn't give up. She doesn't let go. She doesn't go away. because she's desperate and she knows that he's the only one who can help her. And she says, just give me that little bit. Give me that little bit. It'll change my story. It'll change my life. It'll help my daughter out. And then Jesus sees her faith and he says, you have great faith. Have your request is granted. You know, it's when we show that faith to God, when we show God that we are truly trusting in him and believing in him, it's like a magnet to him. He gets attracted to that. He gets attracted to our faith. He gets attracted to our belief in him. And he responds by answering our request. This reminds me of the time when the parable that we talked about before, when Jesus said there was a widow who kept going to the judge for him to deal with her case. And she kept going and knocking and knocking and knocking and knocking on the door and asking for help and asking for help and asking for help. And in the end, the judge said, oh, I just want some peace and quiet. Give her what she wants. And sometimes our faith has to be like that. We have to keep going to God again and again and again until we get the thing that we are asking for. And he will give it to us when he sees that we have that much faith in him, that we believe he's the only one who can make a difference. So whatever you might be needing in your life, if you're asking God for something, keep going back. Keep asking him. He will give it to you. He is a faithful God and he loves us. And unlike this woman, we are his children. We don't have to wait for crumbs from God. We can have the whole proper bread all to ourselves because we are children of God. We might not be born Jews. We might not be born in the nation of Israel. But we belong to the household of God because by Jesus Christ dying on the cross, he bought the price of our lives to be included in the family of God. So we have every right to stand up tall and straight and say, God, this is what I need. This is what I need you to do for me. And he will do it. He will never turn us away. So I hope that has helped you and I hope that encourages you. Stay safe. God bless and enjoy your holiday. Bye.